I apologize if you heard me tell this story before, but we have to do it for this song, just because this is the 25th anniversary show. But this next song is a true story. Some of us used to be in a band called Box of Laughs in Santa Cruz, California. And one summer, our guitarist moved to Los Angeles for the summer, where he was ostensibly working down there. After a while, I say after a couple of months of him being down there, he started calling us and telling us that he'd actually gotten Box of Laughs a gig with the Talking Heads. This was because he was hanging out with the percussionist from the Talking Heads. Now, it seemed a little improbable to us because we just had sort of this cassette tape that we recorded in our rehearsal space, but, you know, anything could happen. So we started asking questions such as, like, well, when do we play? At what time do we play? How much are we getting paid? Things like this. And we never really got any answers to those questions, but we decided the day before the show was supposed to happen, that we were supposed to open for the Talking Heads in Los Angeles, that we'd drive 400 miles to Los Angeles and take our chances that there would be a show. So when we got to Los Angeles, we couldn't find our guitarist because he wasn't actually living where he said he was living. Instead, he was living in this area of Highland Park, I think is the neighborhood, right? Yeah. Highland Park, all right. Somebody from Highland Park, okay, good. But it wasn't a nice part of Highland Park. And we went there and we showed up, and it wasn't really a crack house that he was living in. It was a little nicer than that. It was more like a crack home. So, and he was living there with the percussionist for the Talking Heads, who clearly to us now didn't seem like the percussionist to the time.
He was a fine gentleman by the name of Angel.
Angel, yes. And so we started asking these same questions, which was like, well, okay, this is cool. Well, how come we're not in any of the advertising, though? And hey, how much do we get paid? I mean, not that we really care, but how much do we get paid? What time do we get there? Do we get a sound check? And it's sort of weird that we're not in any of the advertising or anything like that. And finally, this guy Angel got extremely frustrated by our questioning, and he finally said, man, I am not talking about that gig. That gig is the fake gig. We're playing on the real gig, which is on a flying saucer above Los Angeles. So we've driven 400 miles for this. And the fucked up thing was, is that he was actually correct. All of this was true. We actually did open for the Talking Heads on a flying saucer above Los Angeles. And this is the true story in song.
My friends, space aliens are real.